The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, before we go any further, I just want to make sure, are you all in to podcast with me?
Amy, I was all in, but then I woke up this morning feeling not all in. So I think I'm going to just head on out.
Okay. That was some sleep you had, Haley. I really thought we were all in on this.
Well, we were, but I just feel like I'm trying to force it. And you deserve somebody who is all in with you and isn't trying to force it. Because you deserve the best, Amy. And I need to go home and cry and then be named as the next host of Rob Has a Podcast.
I guess we just have different definitions of what all in really means.
You know what? I'm going to try to never do this to anyone ever again.
Oh, man. A lot to cover here, Haley. It's just the beginning.
Sorry, meaning a smarty. I don't know if you can hear that in the microphone. That was a bad idea.
Rub it in. We don't get smarties down here, at least not the chocolate kind.
So if we had a drinking game that was like you took even just a sip for every time they said all in this week, you would be dead by now, I think.
I think so, because it wasn't just Angela and Eric. It spread to all these other couples, Annalise, Crystal. It's the new phrase, the new right reasons. It's taking over. It's the Bachelor in Paradise phrase.
By like Tuesday at 9:04, uh-huh. I could not hear all in one more time without like twitching.
No. I think we have to start making bingo cards maybe for Bachelor in Paradise. We talked about different options.
Yeah,
something to keep the draft interest going, but we don't have can't do a draft. We don't know the cast. We were delighted by a cast member that I don't think either of us knew. I definitely didn't know.
I was like hoping, but right. I didn't really see a break in a social media presence or anything. No. So I didn't think we'd see him.
Yeah. I'm talking, of course, about
our boyfriend,
Diggy. And if you didn't know, we did do a podcast with Diggy during Bachelor Winter Games. So go back and check that out.
We'll leave it in the show notes. Yes. By that, I mean, Amy will leave it in the show notes because she writes it and I make promises.
Yes. Let's hope I remember that. And, yeah, so it's an idea. Bingo cards.
I love that idea.
We have to put great all ideas in on there.
Someone remind us next year.
Yeah, and start jotting down your ideas of what kind of things. Black boxes. Oh, there's possibilities are endless. Dates at the exact same restaurant by a pool. They go every season.
Crashing a party that's obviously meant to be a different date. Helicopter. Remember that one season where there was like five helicopter
dates? They actually had a budget that season, I think. They went to different cities. Now they all go to the same resort.
Whenever somebody says they can't wait for the person they're with to get down on one knee, even though they met 1.5 day ago.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they say they're the strongest couple there and they just met that person. Yes. Oh, well.
Gosh, we have a lot of options.
We do. And before we even dig into this episode, there's some news.
Or should we say dig into this episode?
Exactly. I was writing my notes on my phone and it was auto-correcting Diggy to soggy.
Oh, mine was not a good doggy.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Soggy, though. That's bad.
I know. So there's a couple of news stories we want to cover. Haley, why don't we start with the one that you're most excited to announce of the two news stories we have for today.
Paradise is not lost for all that left Bachelor in Paradise this week. Mm. Nor is it lost for my friend Doug's favorite cast member out of the last few years, Clay Harbor. Clay found love with this week's reject, Angela. So that's really exciting.
That is exciting. And I think that news broke today or possibly yesterday when you're hearing this. And was it on Instagram?
Yeah, it was on Instagram. Someone posted in the patron thread on the patron thread. It was on Instagram. So I sent it to Doug and Doug said to me, yeah, I know. I follow him on Instagram.
Why didn't Doug send it to you?
Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah. I guess we all need to be following Clay Harbor. Clay Harbor 82.
Although I do have a burner account. Did I ever tell you that? Mm-hmm. I have a burner account so I can follow like all of the MTV and Bachelor cast members without like having to actually follow them.
Right. It would be just too much.
Yep.
Who are the ones that like make it over into your real, like your real account? Like
Catherine.
Mm-hmm. She's good.
Caitlin Bristow. Mm-hmm. Charlene, obviously, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Dorfman, I still follow, even though she's on the edge.
Okay. She might get pushed out.
Yeah. Who else? I don't think I follow any of the guys because I don't care about that.
Yeah. I mean, Sean Little's pretty good because he has kind of the same as Catherine, like cute baby pictures.
Yeah. I follow Sean. I can't remember if I followed Astrid this week or I thought about following her this week.
She seems like she'd be a good follower. I just haven't dug into her content, but she's great on the show now. I'm really liking her.
I did follow like Ashley Iaconetti, but I had to like just have her exclusively for the burner account. It was just like demoted. Every single post was SpawnCon, and it's like I'm fine with SpawnCon. You got to do what you got to do, but like every single post, it was like, oh god.
Yeah, I love when you have to like really dig. Like, wait, what is this sponsoring? So, there's another news story.
Is there?
I guess. Neither of us are too excited about it, but they did announce the next Bachelor. So we alluded to it last week when it was just rumored. We had hoped it would just be a rumor, but no.
It never is. Nope. I've got to say, in like the tiniest little bit of me being impressed was that from the rumors I had been hearing, and I don't seek out spoilers, but it's hard to avoid them, especially when fucking baby Becca was like broadcasting them all over. Mm-hmm. I thought for sure that Tia and Colton, like we all knew they were getting together in Paradise. And I thought they made it past Paradise and broke up in the real world. Mm-hmm. That's what I understood.
Mm-hmm.
So I was almost glad to see them break up on the show. So it wasn't like Tia and Colton end up at like, what's it called? The dais or whatever? Days? What's it called? Like a platform?
Dais?
Dais. There we go.
Yeah.
The dais. And then, you know, like they make promises to each other that we know is going to be broken because we already know who's the Bachelor. But on the other hand, when I saw them break, or no, when I heard them that they broke up on Monday night, I was like, well, that seals it.
Confirms it.
Bachelor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't do like announcing Rachel as the Bachelorette before, like while she's still on the show. They actually had their breakup the night before the morning of the official announcement.
Yeah, or like Nick, where we saw him make it to the end and although he broke up with Jen,
I think that's right.
So somebody posted a thread in the Patreon group about Colton being Bachelor. And I actually included some of their reactions in our weekly question thread, Amy. Oh, you just scroll right to the bottom.
Yes, let's read these here. Haley, you take it first.
Okay, let me open the email first. I forgot about
it. Right, then I will take it first.
Okay, you take it first and I'll take a second.
All right, so Caitlin Glacken's reaction is, yep, I'm 100% skipping this season. For once, they had two great options in Blake and Jason and they freaking go with Colton. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Like, I didn't look at any clips of Good Morning America. I didn't, you know, but I feel like if it was either Jason or Blake, I would have been really excited to just kind of see how the announcement went, what their little talking points were and the reaction. But with this, it was just like over it before it began. I saw a picture of like they did a silhouette of like, ooh, who's it going to be of who the Bachelor is? And it's just like clearly Colton, like as if they're trying to tease this mystery man. Like they should have just done what the proposal did and did this like floating
Yeah, they should have. Hilarious.
Ghost man.
Yes. Alicia Rosen says, I can only hear the word virgin so many times in a 5-minute period before my eardrums explode. He's not sincere at finding love and he just wants the fame. Because he had someone that cared about him and it wasn't good enough, Jason would have been a much better choice. Yeah, so I agree with Alicia in that I cannot hear virgin 5 billion times a season and it will make me want to die, and I can guarantee that at least 5 women on the show are going to be virgins, and then also gonna get one person who really enjoys intercourse.
Like it's gonna be like about 50-50 of the like the really chaste conservative types and then the like overtly sexual that are gonna use that to try to stand out, and there's going to be all these warring factions in the house of girls being really judgy, and you know, it'll be a dramatic cast of women.
Can't wait.
What kind of tagline are they going to do this time? Can't wait to find that out as well. What's the theme? I can only think of all these different puns that they could do with Colton. But
I just truly don't care about anyone's virginity.
No, and I mean, we went through this with Sean Lowe, where it's like they were sick of that being like the born again virgin. Like that wasn't even his like main storyline, but we got sick of hearing that. And now, yeah, it's the lead, Colton. I don't know. They're just gonna. It's gonna be a nightmare.
Truly,
truly, truly. Christina Clouser. I barely even follow The Bachelor anymore, and even I know exactly how this will go. The only question is when exactly they bring Tia in. All right, so Tia did tweet about it. Did you see that, Haley?
I did.
Yeah.
God bless is what she said.
Yeah, she was like, and no, I will not be appearing as one of the contestants is what she said.
Yeah, so.
She kind of did that, like, wish him well tweet, but then the second tweet was, like, kind of blasting him.
Yeah, I think she might show up as, like, an advisor.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a good look for her to just kind of wish him well, and the past is the past. But she did also tweet like about how hard it was to watch the episode of, you know, did you ever want it to work so bad with someone and then you have to watch your breakup back on TV?
We'll get into it, yes. I guess. We'll get into my feelings about that. Okay, and so Marta Mains said, I was thinking about it the other day. After Ari's season, I really, really hope they would listen to all the negative reactions from Bachelor Nation and give us Better Bachelor. I'm with you, Alicia. I'm going to give this season a miss.
Mm-hmm. And Mike Fleiss tweeted something like, we hear you, Bachelor Nation. So, yeah. Did you?
Maybe they did hear us. And then when, you know what? I don't give a shit.
I think so. Anna Morphew, I'm wondering if they're trying to cater to the fans who aren't as active on social media, maybe a more conservative audience who sees Colton as more wholesome. It's just so weird that they're going with him, even with all the negative feedback online.
Yeah, that's an interesting take that I could see being the reason why.
Yeah, it could be that they're just, yeah, not caring about the social media. Because, you know, it's just a fraction of the people who watch. This is a hugely watched television show. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be people who are really excited about this. It's just if you're on the social threads, you're not seeing that really positive reaction.
Christine Raddis said, I feel the most sorrow for Haley and Amy. I hope you can find something, both find something else to cover. At least get some hazard pay if you're forced to watch this.
Yes, we'll be looking out for that. I know.
You want to Venmo us $5. Right? By that, I mean PayPal, because Venmo doesn't work in Canada. Mm-hmm. You want to PayPal us $5, let us know.
Email the Bachelor wrap up and we'll get in touch. Yeah, I mean, we always come back to it. The show hates us and they find ways, you know, they'll build it up a little bit. They'll do something and be like, oh, yes, we've been wanting this, and then rip it away. And this is like, I don't know. We were actually like with the Ari announcement, like, oh, it's kind of like out of left field. And then the season didn't play out well. We didn't like him as the lead. He was boring. But this, it's like, we know, you know, we know what we're going to get. And yeah, not exciting. And Emma Rose really sums it up with just ugh in all caps. Yes.
I just saw this funny tweet from Sean Lowe. He said, I'm bummed about the Bachelor decision, too. I asked ABC to choose me again, but this time cast 25 puppies instead of women. They told me to stop calling them. Also, I'm sure Colton will do great. Lastly, it's a TV show, not a Supreme Court nomination. Calm down, people. Yeah. Ooh, solid. And Colton responded, Virgins Unite. Also, don't tempt me with puppies like that. And Sean said, just so we're clear, I've had sex with my wife since getting married. But yeah, I get your point. Good luck, dude.
That's a good response. Sean Lowe, not someone you'd think was funny, like if you even watched his season, but
yeah.
He comes through on the social media.
Him and Evan have been like Evan the too. Most surprising post-show social media Goliaths.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And who are the Davids, Haley?
I don't care.
Yeah, we're not following them. All right. So that's the news. If you have a different reaction positive or negative,
if you're excited about Colton, like, let us know why. Mm-hmm. We're definitely open to hearing your opinions of why or why you like him or why you think he's a good choice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's just dive into the episode. And do you want to
just
start?
Just dive in. Let the good times roll. Nothing feels better than letting go. Just dive in. Yes. If anyone remembers that Christy Carlson Romano song, hit me up.
I feel like this came up on another podcast too.
That I was talking about this song?
I think so.
God, that sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, so we'll start with the Colton and Tia breakup.
Let's do it, and then we'll never have to talk about them again until January.
Yes. Okay. Or the reunion show coming up.
No, it's only next week. Okay. Here's my view of the situation. They wake up, they're fine, and then Colton was wearing like a sweatshirt with no sleeves and his hood up the entire time to cover his emotions. And then yes. Kevin.
It's kind of like the Fessy, right? From Pink Panther.
Oh my God, you're so right. And then Kevin, King of Our Hearts, comes in and says, dude, let's talk about our feelings and emotions and why you feel like that. And then Colton opens up and says something about forcing his feelings with Tia, but he came here for Tia, but now he's not feeling it. So they should leave. He should leave or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this is confusing to me. First of all, why did you come if you're in love with Becca? Second of all, why did you agree to be Tia's boyfriend when you knew you didn't feel it? Three of all, you broke up after probably 6.5 days, and you're telling me that's giving it your all? Four of all, why do you have to feel like you're giving it your all if you should be in a relationship? I don't know. Like, does that make sense? Like, why should you feel like, oh, I've given it my everything? Like, relationships should be like, not easy as pie, but like, semi easy. Like, they should be like, hey, I like this person and I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to date this person for longer than 4.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Was it he realized he didn't like her that much and didn't want to say it that way?
They just really have no idea. Like last night, like the night before, they were eating hot dogs and giggling to each other.
Right. And doing their workouts in the morning. I don't know. Yeah, it was really odd. And just part of me wants to be like, was it all just a ploy to be the Bachelor? Like he came on to create like a bigger storyline or was recruited on? Because I don't really like the path of going Bachelor in Paradise to the Bachelor. Like I feel like it's just cleaner and fresher when they are just like on the show, get rejected second or third, and then
that Colton has been on RTVs for like a full Bachelor cycle,
right? Full, yeah,
three seasons in a row.
We had some breaks with Nick. He was on our TVs for quite a lot, but
yeah,
it was, yeah, not for just the full cycle. The hitting for the cycle or whatever it's called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten, I think we saw a lot of reactions kind of about, we have an email about it, about kind of how it happened. This one is from Kristen. Amy and Haley, I genuinely felt bad when Colt and Tia broke up because I don't want them to date other people, mostly for the sake of other people. I know that we're all devastated by Colton being chosen to be the next Bachelor. Why does ABC hate us? Do they want us to stop watching? We have so many other options. Okay, maybe one or two for Bachelor. How did this happen? Here's how it happened. Paradise producer. Hey, Colton, do you want to be the next Bachelor? Colton. Yeah, sure. Producer. But don't you have a girlfriend? Colton. Yeah, hold my beer for a sec while I go dump her. Keep up the great podcasting, Kristen. I mean, there's so many variations of that that just sort of like this explains the abrupt breakup, and it's a lot more, felt a lot more abrupt than Nick and Jen in Paradise, you know?
Yeah.
Because they just weren't like this huge, like, against all odds, like, we're finally back together and we've been wanting this. And
it's finally working and it's finally easy and we got two date cards for no reason.
Right. Yeah. They give them all these date cards if they wanted them to ride off into the sunset together. So interesting. And then I'm trying to think back to like the timing of it. So whenever this was happening, were people not that, like, when it was filming, like, what's the timeline? I'm wondering when they were in Paradise and the people behind the scenes were like, maybe Colton would be a good Bachelor, and when like Blake and Jason started popping for people, you know what I mean? Like, did they already set this in motion? I just have all these thoughts running in my head about how this could have happened. Because it just feels wrong to me, Haley.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, and I know I know we don't see everything in the edit, but I think John explains it best when he crashes Jordan's interview and gives him a hug and says, hey, where's Colton and Tia?
Sounds like two different cars.
Yeah. I just woke up from a nap. Where are they? And Jordan said, dude, they broke up and both left. And John's like, wait, what?
Yeah, we can do that.
What do you think John was more surprised by? That happening or Jubilee leaving on their breakup?
John being surprised by their own breakup?
Yeah. He seems like perpetually shocked for a guy who's apparently super smart.
Yeah, or more shocked by how many different, was it 7 women that he kissed so far?
Yeah.
In Paradise? Yeah. I know. He probably about his success rate in Paradise. Probably that he was like the most in demand.
Yeah, I love that. You can do that. Yes, right. You can do that, John. Wait, where do you think Kenny went?
Yeah, exactly. Saw the people leave. That's so funny. Yes. Colton and Tia. Nevermore. It's very sad. But it was short and sweet, at least on the, you know, I almost forgot that they were on this episode or these two episodes. Mm-hmm. So they got out of there on Monday night and then we didn't have to talk about it. Although it did cause this whole, what was it? The change in the air of Paradise and all the couples.
What's going
start
on
to be
today?
Shaky.
Oh gosh. What's in the water? Something must be in the water.
Right. The winds have changed. Different crabs running on the beach that they show, that they cut to, and it's getting darker. It might rain. So, yeah, a storm is a brewing in Paradise. And we saw that happen with some of these other couples.
Yeah, so let's go to Angela, Cassandra, and Eric if we can.
Yes, let's jump to them.
Because that was part of the air, I think. I think that air came before... Colton and Tia.
It started at least. Yeah. We started Monday's episode with Angela crying.
Okay. Okay. Wait. The quickest aside. Mm-hmm. So I was heating up my chili for dinner yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I got down to the TV at about 8:03. And did they ever like finish up the, like, Kristen having a panic attack thing?
I think they just left it on that. Like, oh, she had a little, somebody said something about, like, I don't know, like, she's having a panic attack. Kevin was with her, but I don't think they ever resolved that.
Okay.
And then Chelsea was having a panic attack in her interview.
Okay, let's go back to whatchamacallit now.
Okay.
So Cassandra walks in. We saw that last week. We saw them start to go on a date last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's truly all blending together. It makes no sense in my tiny little brain.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela's obviously upset, because why wouldn't you be? Mm-hmm. He told her he was all in, and Eric was under the impression that she wasn't all in, for whatever reason.
I don't get that.
And I love 26-year-old Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
She's fantastic.
What do you love about her?
I don't know. It just seemed like she, like, after she talked to Angela, like, I love that neither of them were mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like both like, hey, this is Eric's fault. And then Cassandra confronted Eric and was like, hey, what's the scoop here?
Right.
And then she was like able to forgive Eric too, which I thought was like, I thought was pretty mature, because she could have easily been like, you're shite, and then walked away.
Yeah, I really like that they talked about it in a grown up way, and they didn't attack each other. It was like, hey, here's what he said to me. This was what I was under the impression. And she's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. This is how it was. And it was just very civil and friendly. And, like, I liked how Angela approached it with her and how, mm-hmm. Cassandra responded to it.
Yeah, in the opposite end of the spectrum, we see Annalise and Shauna, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to say even Chelsea with
Camille, that one too. Not great.
All right, so let's break down what happened in this love triangle, Haley.
Okay. This is what I think happened.
Okay.
Angela and Eric were together.
Mm-hmm.
Cassandra walked in. Eric wanted to make out with her. Eric told Angela that he didn't feel the same way anymore. He didn't want to be with her. He goes on a date with Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
Cassandra and him make out. They come back.
He kind of like ignored her.
Yeah.
That was like a big part of it, that everyone got upset that he didn't even acknowledge her when he came back. Mm-hmm. Look her in the eye.
And then Cassandra and Angela talk. They hash it out. They're mm-hmm. all good.
Mm-hmm. Then he realizes that they talked and it's like, oh, crap.
And then Cassie and Eric talk. And then I think they smooth it over.
Mm-hmm.
Eric gives his rose to Cassie. So Angela goes home, makes out with Clay. They're together now.
Where did she meet Clay? How did this happen?
I like your theory.
Okay.
Which is that they met at the holding hotel. You think that
still
Clay
holding out that Clay
was there.
Came to Paradise and they met like Paradise Ponderosa or something.
Yeah, and then he was like, I came here to meet Cassandra, Angela. So I'm just going to make out with her here instead. She's here.
That would involve a lot of foresight, because people would have to know that Angela existed as a person.
So. Exactly. And then, okay. So then Eric gives Cassandra the rose. Got there.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next day,
this is what Eric I really don't get.
And decides not to be with Cassandra either. And he goes home.
Yeah. He was not all in with Cassandra. And that kind of came up. Caught me off guard with just how it was introduced on the show. They were just kind of sitting there and she's like, yeah, you're not showing me any affection. I thought you had like romantic interest in me. And he seems so shocked by that. Like, why would you think that?
And he like actually said there. Like, yo, Angela was my girl. And it's like, well, then why did you break up with her?
Right.
This is on you, bud.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Cause he said to Angela when they were talking, I mean, he looked at her like she was crazy when she was saying the whole thing about, well, we said we were all in, you know, they had that date, like they decided that they were just going to date each other. They weren't going to go on other dates. And it's like, oh, that's what you got from that conversation. It was just so weird. And, you know, I think he's like, he said something like, well, based on your actions, I didn't think you were all in. So that made me think like, oh, is it just that they didn't go to bed together? And then he's like, oh, I guess she's not all in with me.
Yikes.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It seemed very odd.
Yeah. I'd be interested to hear. I know Angela appeared on Ben and Ashley Eyes podcast before, so we don't really have an inside scoop from that and really get anything from that earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting if, you know, any of these people involved are interviewed and shed some light onto this, because it was really confusing. And you and I both really liked Eric going into this, but I have to say his stock has definitely dropped from these past two episodes for me.
Yeah. I think what I didn't love about Eric's performance here, and it still seems like everyone really likes Eric, I think he made a mistake, and I think he realizes he made a mistake. Mm-hmm. His issue was obviously telling Angela he's all in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I hate myself for saying this so much. And her being like, yes, we are not seeing other people. Mm-hmm. And him being like, yes, that is the case. And then as soon as another girl walks in, he's like, you know what, JK. And I feel mm-hmm. like, and I guess it's hard to know if you're going to feel like that when somebody walks in, because, you know, you might not.
Mm-hmm.
Or he might have been taken by surprise feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if he had been honest and saying, hey, I'm still interested in seeing other people, I really like you, but I can't say no to a date, kind of like John does. Like, we're not mad at John. Right.
And even Camille.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no. Olivia. We're not mad at Olivia for going on a date with Diggy. We're jealous.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess John and Olivia and John and his various other couples they never really made that like we're exclusive thing. I think it was always kind of, yeah, like you're good for the next round. Like I'm having the most fun with you out of my different options. Whereas Eric and Angela kind of became one of those like, oh, this is an established couple from the beginning, and they are lumped in with kind of everybody else and seem stronger than Joe and Kendall. And, you know, so just, I think that's where people were reacting to like that. Oh, this shakes everybody to the core because they were such a strong couple, and we saw, you know, them together just as much as Kevin and Astrid and Tia and Colton. But, you know, Tia and Colton broke up then, and this everybody's questioning their own relationships. But
and Jenna has like a full breakdown.
Yeah, definitely. So, and we saw the rest of the cast get so upset when Eric was leaving. We didn't see them get as upset with him switching to Cass, like after that rose ceremony. They were just really mm-hmm. genuinely wanted Eric to still be around.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting. He kind of said that realized he wasn't ready for it, but he wants it. So I guess important to realize. I liked how Cass called him out on it too. Like, I think you're just not mature enough for this right now. So at first I thought she was going to leave, so I'm glad she stuck around too.
Me too.
I don't know where her connection is going. She's with the new Jordan.
Yeah.
But we didn't see any of their date, right? So we just saw like them standing around in the ocean a little bit. Unless I missed it. Blinked and miss it.
I truly can't remember. It's been a long time since I watched the episode.
I think it was when Shoshana decided, okay, I guess I will go after Jordan now, even though I turned him down. Then we saw clips of him like making out with Cassandra, but I don't think we saw an actual date happen. Just sort of, it was odd. Odd editing all around for a lot of this episode, but yeah, any more thoughts on Angela? Better off with Clay?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I'm good with that trio.
Yeah. How about, you mentioned Jenna and Jordan. How are you feeling about their strength as a couple?
I'm feeling good about it. Jenna kind of had a freak out, and then I feel like Jordan handled it super well.
Yeah, I think so. And then they have cute little fights about baby names, which I thought was cute. But I have to get your take because we like talking about names whenever it comes up. But Tucker for a boy, Cooper for a girl. Those are Jenna's picks. Are you all in on any of those?
I like Cooper. Interesting for a girl. I feel like I've only ever heard it for a boy.
Right.
Tucker is more of like a dog's name to me.
Yeah, Caitlin Bristow and Sean's dog. Sean's dog and Caitlin inherited. I haven't heard a lot of, I know there's rumors going around about them. That
She said on her podcast that they're fine. They just haven't been around each other.
Yeah. So she's been traveling, which, you know, can kind of precede a breakup announcement. So I'm a little worried. I'm a little bit on breakup watch for them. I'm a little sad, but I'll try not to be negative. You know, if she came out and said it, I'm going to take her at her word. But she had a funny tweet about calling Jordan out because their golden retriever is named Tucker. And she's like, you say you're a golden retriever and you hate the name Tucker. Like, what's with this?
That's so funny.
Yeah. So do you think they'll be one of the, not one of, because I don't think they've been promoting that this is like a multi-engagement season, right? Do you think it's going to be kind of like the Derek Taylor, like we only get that one? They're promoting one, previewing one at the reunion show. Looks like there's an engagement that will happen there.
Maybe, but I'm also confused at why they are at the dais. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Dais?
Yeah.
In a tuxedo and a wedding dress. Like, was it a funny joke for them?
Oh, I missed this. Was that in the preview?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed that. Yeah, could be. Very interesting. Or is that something like they do that date where they have to take wedding photos with it for everyone?
But it was like literally at the end, like they were getting up on the platform.
Huh. Very odd. There was a show called Love at First Flight, a new reality show that I watched. It was kind of, I think, the producers from Married at First Sight.
And what?
It was sort of like Amazing Race a little bit, but couples had 30 days, like they paired them up and then they went to all these different cities. They're matched by matchmakers, but you never saw the actual matchmaker or anything. And they had little challenges they had to do, and they'd either stay in like a crappy hotel or a nice hotel. And so then at the end, they would wear like a wedding, like it was like they were walking up to the altar and had to decide after the 30 days if they would get married.
What?
Yeah.
That's
very weird. Yeah, it was.
That's
what that reminded me of. Very odd. I don't know what's going on there, but I do like them as a couple. I think
me too.
Yeah, they weathered the storm. Benoit's gone.
I like how much he likes her.
Yeah, I think that's what it brings out, like this new side of Jordan.
Yeah.
I saw he tweeted something like, I get all these tweets now that people like me now, but I didn't notice you guys not liking me. So, I don't really have much more to say about them.
I don't either. We've spent quite a bit of time already talking about everyone. So
yes. Let's do Kevin and Astrid.
Very into them still. I feel like they had a pretty good week. We forgot. Jared and Ashley, I got engaged.
That also happened. That was somewhere in there.
Yeah, and Kevin was obviously a little shaken by it.
Really weird how they did this.
Stable.
They have them show up as if like they're gonna pick who goes on a date, which is, you know, hey, good on them. That seemed like a logical reason, I think, for them to be there. Like, we get to decide who's most deserving. Like, we're dating now, and they really hadn't been together that long at this point. Maybe a few months, right? I mean, they've known each other a long time. But if this
they
was
started
June,
dating, she said
in March.
She said she broke up with Kevin like after her birthday, which is in March, and then started dating Jared pretty much right away.
Right, so engaged after
March
3 months.
To June,
yeah. Which, you know, Bachelor World is realistic, but
yes,
and they have known each other a long time, but still. So you can see why she wouldn't suspect that they were going to get engaged there. Although I heard her say, I didn't hear her whole podcast, but that when they started walking along the beach, obviously she started to get suspicious. And then they didn't know that they would be watched or that Kevin would be there. Jared said he did everything you know, with the producers, like, just make sure he's not there, you know. So obviously the producers did not honor that request, and really, so that's pretty low.
Well, they could say like, oh, well, he wasn't on the beach with you.
No, but they were watching, and he was, but I think even like didn't want him to be, you know, in paradise at that point or something, but you can't really control, right, you know, how long he was gonna last and stuff. So yeah, that was really awkward.
I also
awkward.
Feel like Kevin didn't want to be a part of that either.
No, why did he have to? He went up and congratulated her. I guess Astrid did not. She stayed back.
Not a girl.
Yeah. Which really, I'm sure she has nothing really against her.
No, but like, she's not her friend.
And it's a weird situation that she didn't, you know, co-sign. Yeah. And yeah. So yeah, they get engaged on the beach, and rather than sending, I kind of wanted them to like send the couples down and like do the whole ruse and stuff, and I had known, I guess, that Kevin and Astrid had gotten their one-on-one finally when I was watching this. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, when they announced that, I'm like, that's weird that, you know, Jared and Ashley picked Kevin and Astrid for the date. I mean, hey, maybe it was just in good faith, but then of course that didn't end up happening, because I thought maybe they were going to go through the whole ruse. And then no, we did see a different alums pick someone deserving of a date, but we'll get to that later. Yeah, what was your thoughts on them getting engaged down there, even though we've known it was coming?
I don't. It's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jared. I don't know. The whole thing is just a little weird for me. I don't like. It just.
Can you pinpoint what it is, or?
It feels a little like, and maybe it's just like the recency bias of Kevin saying this, that he kind of feels used by this relationship. Mm-hmm. to get to what she wants, which was Jared. And I'm not sure if I did like her or not when he was like, I was a very important monumental part of her history, like, and I was like, oh, pretty, we all know what that means.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, he approached it delicately, you know, but he's like, you know, if you know what I mean. Or he's like, I'll put it that way. And, you know, he was talking, venting to Jordan about it. Jordan's kind of become this really supportive guy in Paradise, too, for the other guys. I feel like they're coming to him, and he's like, oh, that's not right. This isn't good. I can see why that would be hard. And so he's, you know, helping him out. He's not just part of the Goose Gang. He's branching out, which is good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can see that. Like, something,
it just feels very manufactured.
Yeah, something that brought me the wrong way. It just seemed like, maybe Jared, like, he couldn't handle dating her as a virgin or something, and that it's like, oh wait, now she's with somebody, and
yeah,
okay, I guess, like, yeah, now I don't like it.
They were on Julia Littman's podcast a couple weeks ago, and he was like, well, that's not what it was. Like, it was not talking to Ashley for so long. And it was like, okay, all right, sure.
Yeah. But then they've talked about, we wouldn't be together if it wasn't for Kevin. So we're like thankful for that, or like we're grateful. And that's like a weird way to put it, too. Like,
yeah.
Or when she was talking about the cheating thing when they kissed, and,
well, you know, I wouldn't define it as cheating, but some might. It's like, oh, you kissed a girl when you had a boyfriend. Like, right. I'm not going to say that's not.
And she kind of was cheating. Like, well, but we ended up together. So, you know, it's Jared. So then it's okay. Like, well, yeah, you're together now, but still, it doesn't really make it okay. But yeah, I mean, maybe it's just, yeah, overload with this couple as well. And us coming, like, really liking Kevin now. So
yeah, we're very in on Kevin, shockingly.
Luckily, he's got a great relationship going, it seems like. They seem the most mature, most real world couple. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of hope they don't get engaged at the end of this and just like continue as like a normal couple.
That would be good, I think, especially with Kevin. He's, you know, we talk about Colton being on all these different, you know, the full cycle. I mean, Kevin was the winner of his season of Bachelorette, right? He was on The Bachelorette, and he was the one chosen. So he proposed, and you would know more about that than I do, but they dated for a while, right?
Yeah, they were together for a while, and then I did like a deep dive, and I think they broke up in like April or May of 2017.
Okay. So he's
so he was single that. For a while before going on Winter Games.
Winter Games.
Yeah. You know.
And it sounded like he thought that Ashley was the one.
And I will, like, maybe call revisionist history on that one.
Yeah. I can see that. Because when the breakup was announced, they had a podcast together. And it was just sort of like, yeah, we weren't, like, sparking or whatever. You know, so that definitely seems revisionist. And, yeah, so now he's with Astrid. And I just really liked how they talked openly about that situation being kind of crazy and effed mm-hmm. up. And they didn't, you know, just try to, they worked through it on their date and it seemed like a more realistic date. And she comforted him and really was empathetic to the situation. And I just like them together. I think they're.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm in. Very in.
Yes.
All right. Who's next?
Who's next? Who would you like to talk about? John?
I'm getting to the point where I almost can't remember. Yeah, let's talk about
the different arrivals.
Yeah. Let's talk about the different arrivals. So who did we see come in this week? We saw Kristen. We saw
Shoshana.
And we saw Diggy all come in this week, right?
And Jordan. The new Jordan.
Oh, yeah. And Jordan. Mm-hmm. Okay. So beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. So Shoshana and Kristen come in almost immediately, like one after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a double date.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen goes with John?
Yes.
Was Olivia there at this point?
Yes.
Okay. So Olivia was like, oh, it's fine. I don't give a shit.
I think she arrived the end of last week. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. So he picked Olivia. Okay, cool, mm-hmm. cool. Mm-hmm. So he went on a date. So they went on a date. And then Shoshana asked Camille and Annalise was upset, but she just kept telling herself the whole time, well, they're not going to have a connection and he's going to come back and realize. And like, I've had all this time to go on dates and he hasn't. So he needs to experience it too.
But she's just so cool with it.
Well, like you could see the tears in her eyes the entire time.
Yes. I'm really confident. Like all her. Yes. Her in the moments interviews versus how she's acting when she's walking around with different. Or it's like there's one Annalise talking to the camera. There's one Annalise talking to her friends in paradise. And then just like her actual thoughts. They're mm-hmm. all definitely different. Like she knows what she needs to do to be the cool girl. It's not her. She cannot.
And she's like trying, but it's like she's wearing like an uncomfortable skin suit and doesn't know how to like pull it off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We talked about it and it's fine.
It's so cool. It's fine. I don't care. I'm chill. I'm so chill. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm very chill.
Yes.
Girl, you're not chill. You never have been.
No.
You cried at a bumper car. You're expecting me to think you're chill about a girl going out with your quote unquote your man? Okay, yeah. Sister.
Right. Yes.
Anyway, Shoshana and Camille made out, but Camille said there was no spark. But he also told Shoshana that Annalise was in the friend zone.
I know. So
I'm very confused at what Camille's actually feeling here.
He's very stone cold. Like I cannot read him. I don't see any warmth emanating of him towards Annalise. I don't get this connection at all. But apparently they're one of the stronger couples there.
No, there's 0% chance that they are still together right now. There's no chance.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she's articulated one thing about him that they, you know, why they're the perfect match. Why it's just all these.
He's there. He exists.
Right. These flowery things like, now I know why it didn't work out with anyone else. And, you know, he's the one I was waiting for here.
And he's just kind of like holding on to her until someone better comes along.
Totally.
Like he went on a date with Shoshana, but like realizes he's not into Shoshana. So he's like, well, Annalise is super into me.
Yes. And then.
But then like Shoshana loses her mind? Question mark.
I guess.
This was weird. This whole thing was weird.
My thought was like she had to, they have to have been talking beforehand. That's the only reason I could think of that she was so obsessed with him.
Yeah,
or like
that
why
makes
like she's like so sure that there should be, they should be together.
It.
Yeah, like I know that like it's you and me and not
listen,
blonde
if
girl.
If a guy tells you he doesn't feel it, don't keep going for it. Because if
It's not going to make him feel it.
Yeah, if we saw a guy go like in a woman tell a guy like, yeah, I'm not feeling this, and right. he just kept like persistently going after her, we'd be like, this guy's a creep and he doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. Well, Shoshana, stop being a creep and get it.
Yeah.
She's not getting it either. And she turned down like 3 different dates. And Diggy was like, yeah, I'm not dealing with this baggage. And like, why would you? She's like obviously into Camille and he's not into her. So it's like, what's the point in wasting your time with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, she made it clear to Diggy that, you know, at least she's not using guys to get, well, or is she going to? I don't know. Using guys to get Rose to. Seemed like maybe that's what happened with Jordan, that she knew she wanted Camille, but she took the rose from Jordan because it's like, well, if he picks blonde girl, you know, I have to stay here to get my hooks into him.
And also that's rude.
Yeah, it is. Because Jordan had a lot of choices that night.
Yeah, and like, Shoshana, you know Annalise's name.
Yeah, that part's rude.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, and it's rude to Jordan, who was like, hey, here's your rose. And then he gets a date card. And he's like, hey, do you want to go on a date? Because you accepted my rose. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. And then so him and Cass went on a date. And that was fine.
Right. Yeah.
And then like later when Stiggy asked Olivia on the date. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, then Shoshana was like, hey, I think I'm interested in you. And Diggy's like, what? Did right. that happen or am I making that up? Or like some variation
of Jordan.
It. Maybe it was with Jordan.
Yeah. It could be either, like she's trying to stick around or something.
Either way, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get her. And I mean, I get, and like I can see like what Annalise, who she is, but mm-hmm. I don't get that couple. I get that she wants to be in a couple, and I don't know who else is going to show up that Camille would want, but he wants to make it, you know, as long as he can on the show. I noticed the show calls him an ex-social media participant. So I don't know if he's given up on Instagram or what. But if he's trying to revamp it, he needs to stay around a little bit longer. But yeah, I'm just not excited about him whatsoever or any of these characters. I was hoping for more from Shoshana. This was just a weird storyline to follow.
Yeah, it was very, very weird.
And she seemed like, I think, did she and Wells go on a date on her... I had forgotten that she was on VIP 3, but
yeah.
They were connecting. Like he was giving her advice. So I was like, wait a minute. I think I remember this pairing. So, and that was probably when he was going on dates with Ashley I. So it all, mm-hmm. yeah. She threw a wrench into that relationship, but it didn't work out the same way here, I guess. Let's see. How about our favorite, Crystal and Chris? They're one of the solid couples now.
They are one of the solid couples. They said, I love you. I truly don't want to talk about them anymore.
All right. They got their date card and that gave them the chance.
Did they? No, they didn't get it from Evan Carly. Never mind.
No. But let's talk about that couple.
So okay, cool.
We saw
Joe and Kendall.
Joe and Kendall. Yeah. So Evan and Carly. I guess that would be like Kevin if you do the couple name. Yeah. And Jaden Tanner show up to Paradise, and the gimmick is that, oh, they're going to give away this extravagant, like the most extravagant date, and we're going to pick the most deserving couple, and they interview them all with, you know, some funny little moments, and, you know, deciding. I kind of figured that they'd pick Joe and Kendall just because I think that's the type of couple that they would like, you know, like they're just fun. Everyone loves Grocery Joe, and they hadn't gone on their own date. And then when we find out that the actual date is they'd be babysitting their children, you know, they had to pick people that they would trust with their children. So
yeah, I feel like that's maybe the safest. Would you leave your kid with Kevin or not Kevin, Jordan and Jenna? Probably not.
Probably not. No. And or Camille and Annalise. No. So, and then the extravagant date is the one that they get to double date. So they get to leave their kids behind.
I laughed. I laughed kind of hard at that. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going on
it. We're going on that date. Yeah. So that was good. I mean, it seemed like they legitimately left the kids behind, too, which that's pretty brave. I'm sure there were nannies standing by. But
yeah.
What did you think of this as a date
nightmare. Just truly the worst. I would rather jump out of a plane than take care of a stranger's kid.
Really?
That's maybe so not, but like it's pretty darn close.
Yeah, that would be a bummer if that was like the one date that you get. They did get to go somewhere afterwards, but it didn't seem like it really made up for it. I don't know. Who got to go on the date that had like a mariachi band playing?
Kevin and Astrid, they were in the pool when the mariachi.
Yes, they're in the pool with all these floaties, and then mariachi came in while they're making out. That was weird.
Yeah, very weird.
All these dates are running together, but they did get to have their own one-on-one time afterwards, and it helped them like get to the next level of their relationship and start talking about commitment. Sounds like Joe is kind of a little bit of a commitment phobe, hasn't really been in long-term relationships. Where do you see this couple going?
Not far. They just don't totally make sense to me.
No. I like them both, but yeah, I don't see it. I'm not seeing it. And we haven't seen a lot of them lately, so this was kind of the one chance we got to see of them. Let's see. Who else? Do we cover everybody? I'm sure there's someone I'm not thinking of. Were you sad to see Chelsea go? We saw said goodbye to Angela, Kristen, and Chelsea.
Yeah, so another thing that happened in the, like, so Chelsea also tried to make it with Camille, and then Annalise got upset. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best look on Chelsea, but I feel like you kind of got to do what you got to do to stay, and I feel like the guys were doing that with her the week before.
Right. They were, for sure. And I was just surprised that nothing worked out for her this time. Maybe she'll be back, but I just kind of felt bad for her. You know, she left her kid behind, and it didn't seem like, you know, we saw this on last season where there are people where they didn't make any connections, and then we find out, oh, they had a boyfriend or something. It didn't seem like that was the case, but it's just odd to me that nothing worked out. But she, not for like a lack of effort, you know.
Mm-hmm. Also, do you slightly want to talk about the Shoshana witch hunt?
Who started that?
I really don't confused. Know. And I don't understand.
I don't either.
But where did she get his picture to burn?
Right. Where'd that come from? Maybe it was
why was she burning it?
When they started whoever started the witchcraft thing, then the producer's like, oh yeah, this is a story here. Hey, Shoshana, what do you want to do with this? Oh, look, a bonfire. No.
Then Annalise is like, so I heard you're practicing witchcraft? Well, stay away from my man.
Yeah.
It's like, Annalise, can you back the F off?
She's very annoying.
She was very sanctimonious in this part of the episode.
Definitely. Yeah, I don't even know what to do with it. that part of the storyline, really. Did they end on Shoshana? That storyline, was that like the cliffhanger, if I recall?
Yes.
I think so. So we will find out. But I don't know. It's kind of when it gets to the end of Bachelor in Paradise, I can't really invest in these new people. Like, what is Jordan?
No, it's impossible.
Like, of course we're gonna invest in Diggy, but like he has no chance of like.
No.
It's gonna be like last year where it's like, okay, well we just kind of met, so. Obviously, we're not going to be like sticking around to meet at the end and a proposal happening. So
how excited were you to see Diggy?
I almost thought I was hallucinating.
I think I squealed.
I was like, this is the fifth hour. Like, am I seeing this or am I just like envisioning this? Because
was it in a preview or was it what did he just show up?
Showed up. And
okay. Because I couldn't remember if he was in like a. Not like a season preview, but like a preview when it's like, oh, we're going to commercial break. Here's something that happens right after the commercial.
I don't think so. I think because I was so surprised by it and we didn't see him on any like season previews.
Yeah.
So, that was really cool. And I like him and Olivia together.
Yeah. It's really for the first time ever, somebody who's been on our podcast shows up on our TV.
That's true. Yeah. Because it was after the fact before.
Except Kelly Wentworth. That's different, though, because that was not the franchise we actually talk about.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, John has gone on all these different dates, and but I'm never quite sure, like, he kisses everybody, where he stands. So I'm glad Olivia decided to go on this date with Diggy. Didn't feel totally tied down to John.
Me too. I was really worried about Diggy for a couple of MOs.
Yeah. yeah, I'm glad he didn't go out with Shoshana. And yeah, Olivia had said that she was hoping to see him there, just like we were. So
we're always hoping to see Diggy.
Yes, that was good. But yeah, like Jordan and Cass, like I can't invest in this couple at all. Jordan's just the new Jordan from New Zealand. It's got to just be in this for the free trips, right? He gets to go to Mexico. Oh, yeah, wouldn't you be? Vermont. Yeah, it's a sweet gig. Show up at the end. And I wonder when these people who show up, the latecomers, like, do they know they're latecomers? Like, hey, you're not, is that part of their agreement? Like, hey, come in and stir things up. Or is it like, hey, you might start out at the beginning, you might not. Or is it based on availability? If people say, hey, I can't devote 3 weeks in my summer, but I can come for a weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm wondering just how they decide where they slot people in. Because
somebody told us that Jacqueline said on a podcast that she didn't want to take off like a whole lot of time from work, and she was offered a spot in the beginning, but then she decided she like didn't want to take that much time off.
Yeah, see, that would make sense. Like, and maybe Diggy couldn't take that much time off
later.
Yeah,
he told us that. Hot scoop.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because he was like, I don't know if I would do that, like with the Winter Games, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
He's like, he told us
he wanted to go to Mexico
out for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, he did. I forgot it. Like, just like, oh, I didn't trust because, you know, like I said, they do things that we hate. We think the producers hate us, and then they do things that we really like. Like, oh, they gave Diggy another season of Paradise. So, yeah, I would have think that. Yeah, someone from New Zealand probably can't spend that whole time there. And so that can determine some of these latecomers. But they really, it's kind of a raw deal. They don't necessarily get a full shot. But then they don't have to feel like they have to propose at the end either. Because who's going to think that they will? Like, who was it? Oh, yeah, Jordan and Shoshana met with Evan and Carly. And they're like, yeah, so do you see a proposal at the end? They're like, oh, for us? Like, huh? What? Me and her? No way. So that was good. What else? We have a lot of questions. You want to get to those?
Yes, but first I think I need a little nutrition break.
Okay, what are you going for?
I want something fruity, but it's gonna give me a lot of energy, made from good whole ingredients with no extra fillers or anything like that. Do you know of anything?
I'm thinking RX Bar would hit the spot, Haley.
That sounds tasty.
Really does. And not just fruity, they have 14 amazing flavors. Mango pineapple, peanut butter berries, chocolate sea salt, coconut chocolate.
Apple cinnamon, that's like perfect for fall coming up.
Oh my gosh, they even have seasonal flavors too, so keep your eye out for those. My personal favorite, coconut chocolate. I feel like I'm digging into a chocolate macaroon. I love the texture of these. They are only made with egg whites, dates, and nuts, and then the flavoring, real unsweetened chocolate, coconut, apples, whatever the flavor components are. They just check off a number of nutritional boxes, but they actually taste delicious. Haley, which one is your favorite?
I really love the mixed berry and I love the blueberry. I'm dying to try the mango pineapple. I really like the fruity kinds. And they are perfect for a number of occasions, including breakfast on the go. I know I often find myself not being able to eat a lot of breakfast in the morning. Or if I do, I'm hungry by like 10 a.m. So I always wait a little bit. And RX bars are perfect for my breakfast or a snack to get me through the 3 p.m. slump, which I face every day. Or right now, the 11 p.m. slump.
Yes, or watching 5 hours of a television show, you know, there's probably like, definitely at the two-hour mark, you're hitting that slump. So there's, whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's definitely an RX bar for you. And the egg white protein stands out as a source of protein that is easy for your body to absorb. So if you're a vegetarian like me, It's a good quality protein. They also have RX nut butter with 9 grams of high quality protein with some great flavors there. And honey cinnamon peanut butter, standard peanut butter, vanilla almond butter.
Sounds delicious. Yeah,
pair those with fruit, rice cakes, straight out of the pouch. Anyway.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I just like dip a spoon in and go for it.
Nice. And we have a special offer. For 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/batch and enter promo code batch at checkout. That's rxbar.com/BACH and enter promo code BACH at checkout. All right, Haley, I think I'm ready to dig into questions now.
After. Let's do this. We have a lot. We had a lot from a bunch of different sources. And one of them, I think I forgot, like somebody slid into my Instagram DMs and I think I actually forgot to send you the picture.
Okay.
Okay. So let me just do that right quick. Okay. It's on my desktop here. So you can start to ask me the.
I will. Actually, we have an email. This is from Laura. Hi, Amy and Haley, and Jordan, too. So we had Jordan Parhar join us last week. I'm a longtime listener, and I just wanted to write and let y'all know how much I love it when Jordan stops by and gives us 2 cents on all things batch, just like our promo code. The three of you are a great combination. I always enjoy your batch wrap-up podcasts, and they're even more delicious when JP's around to add a little extra spark, aka insights based on his experience as a reality show vet. What a week. JP also made an appearance on a BB20 recap ep with Rob. Wahoo. Thanks for all you do and for giving this wrap-up and JP fan an extra treat this week. Oh, that's very nice. Love, Laura. Not even a question there. Maybe an implied question of when will we have Jordan back, which is whenever he wants to come back.
Our proverbial door is open whenever Jordan wants to come hang out with us. We like hound him every season. Mm-hmm. And he usually like tells us.
There's like another life going on. Like, oh, actually, yeah, I'm working.
Like, oh, I'm in school. I have a job.
I have kids.
I can't watch The Bachelor all the time.
Yeah.
I'm shaping the minds of tomorrow. And like, we're just talking about trash.
Yeah.
For hours.
Yes.
So. Yeah, we love having Jordan on. And, you know, that's that.
Yes. All right. So you have this one from Instagram. Dear Haley and Amy, please comment. Oh, see, I was thinking it was going to be like a photo, like something to react to, like the Clay and Angela photo. No, it's just a screenshot.
Because I can't like copy. Oh, yeah. I can't see my Instagram DMs from like the web. I can only.
Oh, I suppose. Just send,
yeah.
Right. Dear Haley and Amy, please comment on this Bachelor phenomenon. And this is from Mafalda Du. Someone acts crazy, in this instance, Shu, and then another person, instead of leaving it alone and being above it, end up confronting that person looking worse than the person they're confronting, Annalise. The same thing happened with David confronting Jordan last season. Why can't they let it go?
This is a great question and a great point. I think it's that they have like nothing but time to think about the people, and especially when you're in the Bachelor house where you're just like there's no even like females to give you any breakup of the day, so you're just like thinking all the time about your competition. At least in Bachelor in Paradise, like you can think about many different people.
That's true.
But it's always better just to, if somebody's being a wacko, just let them be a wacko and be like, they're going to show their true colors and I'm not. So,
yeah.
But Annalise is just as insane. So,
yeah, we can't really, you know, decide which one is more insane at this point. But
no, I refuse. I don't compare women.
We always give that advice of, you know, stay focus on the lead, or in this case, just focus on who you want to focus on pursuing your own relationship. Don't engage with whether it's a crazy person or just someone that is competing against you. Don't focus on talking about them or confronting them.
Just live your own best life.
Live your truth. this is from Twitter at Fletch1027. Question for the podcast from my cute dogs. Hey, this is how you get your question asked. You know, stand out from the crowd on Twitter and attach a picture. I had two very cute dogs. Has Annalise set the VIP record for soulmates in a season with 3? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Definitely.
Just truly, madly, deeply absurd.
But which soulmate of hers do you think was most her soulmate? Of the
None of them. That bird in her intro.
Probably. But I saw the most connection. Actually, Camille, I see with the least. I saw more between her and Kenny for sure.
I think it's just because Kenny's charismatic.
Yeah, that's true. He can make it happen. The chemistry can pop with anyone.
Yeah.
And Jordan was just very like sweet with her when they were talking. He was just amazed that she like had outside interests. So, but I haven't really seen. There was a conversation about, we didn't talk about the Polish popsicle conversation.
Because, I missed this. What?
Oh.
What?
So they were like canoodling, and then she's like, one of them was like, I bet you could go for a popsicle right now. And he's like, how about a Polish popsicle? It's like, ooh, what's the flavor? So,
ew.
Yeah, it was really gross. Because they made a big point of like, okay, let's go to bed. And we did see like the Boom Boom Room camera. And then this was like the next day. So, yeah.
Gross.
I know. That was an unfortunate clip. So, yes. That is definitely too many VIP soulmates for Annalise. But hey, there's room for, there still could be another arrival. So, never know. She could definitely break the record. I think it is the record. At STEBrow 17, please rank the following bad ideas. 1, Colton as the bachelor. 2, Jordan and Jenna having 10 kids. 3, saying, my feelings were different when I woke up this morning as a way to break up with someone.
Oh my god, I can't choose.
I know.
Oh my god. Oh god. Please rank the following bad ideas.
Totally different reasons.
I know. It's like,
yeah, different planes.
Like Colton's bachelor, like that's bad because we have to talk about him for
TV.
10 weeks. Jordan and Jenna having 10 kids. No one should have 10 kids in this economy.
Yeah, just bad for anyone. Really. Yeah. But those
in,
two.
In saying my feelings were different when I woke up this morning as a way to break up with someone, hilarious and obviously a bad idea. All of these are bad ideas.
I
don't know. I can't choose. What's the worst?
Oh.
I think that my feelings were different when I woke up this morning is the worst idea because it could apply to so many people.
Mm.
Like Colton as a bachelor is only going to affect a certain amount of people.
True.
Where like I feel like many idiots could say that my feelings were different when I woke up this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm trying to remember. So that morning, was he trying to make it seem like he changed his mind before Cassie arrived, or was the morning after she arrived? Like,
not sure.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, it was totally this morning. It wasn't like the second Cassie showed up. From Facebook, Will Holston. When Tia said Colton can't do this to someone else, what exactly did she mean? Did she mean he can't be out of communication with a girl for 6 months, then tell her he's not ready to commit, then finally agree to be her boyfriend after she browbeats him into it? Then yeah, he definitely can't do that to someone else.
Good point.
What kind of soul searching are they going to show Colton having before, you know, to show that
God,
he's ready to be the bachelor
I
now?
I don't know. Oh, it's going to be awful, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. This one is from Haley Strong.
Weird.
It says, hey, Haley, longtime fan. Did Rob Thomas have a corgi on his lap?
So one thing we didn't discuss was that, it was really at the end of yesterday or Monday's episode, Rob Thomas, who apparently Jared loves,
obsessed with,
sent a video message and he had a dog on his lap. And I think it was a corgi.
That could be. I don't remember. He did have a dog on his lap. But
looked like one with short ass legs, that's for sure.
Oh, very cute. Definitely cuter than the fact that Jared is obsessed with Rob Thomas. But yeah, I seem to remember that he would talk about certain things. He's like very big. I don't know. He just kind of reminded me like He's just very middle school-y. Like, he's just very big into, like, this is what I like, and the girl has to like this, or they have to know this about me. Like, they have to be able to quote Jurassic Park, and they have to... I don't know. That's my impression of what I recall of Jared. It didn't seem all that mature, and but it is cute to, I guess, you know, get a message from someone that you're obsessed with. But that was a little odd. An odd moment for me. Mary Kwiatkowski, I'm going to get this right, who also has been appearing on live feed updates and a recent Big Brother evening podcast. I don't know
what, also, how she to had differentiate a Karen, them. Karen show, too.
Oh, she did? Awesome.
Yeah, she did.
Yes. So is, insert Annalise's boy's name, I forgot. So that would be Camille, right? Mm-hmm. So is Camille just messaging... or just messing with the audience slash other girls. He could be messaging other girls too.
But probably is.
Is he just messing with the audience slash other girls? He claimed 3 times that he was just Annalise's friend, was in the friend zone, and was open to explore other relationships, and yet told her over and over that he was all in for her. Is he confused, lying, scared of Annalise's potential reaction?
I think he's lying. Like, I think he just wants to stay Annalise. Around. Yeah.
And stay in her bed. So I think he knows that, like, she, like, she's a sure rose, like, he got to stick around. But yeah, I think he's being, it's almost like a Big Brother scene, like, well, like, who is he telling the truth to? Because, but if he tells 3 different people that he's like, yeah, Annalise, we're just like exploring, we're in the friend zone, we're friends right now. Or it could be that sort of like Eric and Angela, like, all in means something different to the two of them. And I think it was Chelsea was trying to warn Annalise, like, yeah, I don't know that, like, he means it the same way as you, or like he's not at the same place. And she's just not going to have it. So,
yeah,
it could be partially him messing with us, or just Annalise really presenting a different way that is not reality. Justin Feinberg. Hi, Haley. I hope you're enjoying the season, and I can't wait to listen to your podcast when I catch back up on everything in a couple of months. But I had to stop by here because a couple hours ago on the BB20 live feeds, Scotty, Haley, and Brett were discussing the Bachelor franchise. And among other things, Haley mentioned that she remembers loving Britt Nielsen. Does anyone else remember Britt, or is Haley a rare unicorn type creature whose memory of past failed bachelorette bids should be locked away in a museum for everyone around the world to marvel at?
If Haley's going into a museum for that, I think we should also do that, because of course I remember Britt Nielsen. How do you forget Britt?
Yes, she was a bachelorette for, you know,
a night,
an hour.
We were Caitlin stans, though.
Mm-hmm. But Britt, she's married now. It all worked out for her. But yeah, mm-hmm. She was competing to be the bachelorette against Caitlin. In the mansion, so they haven't done that before. And Chris Harrison tried to make it seem like they would do that maybe this season with The Bachelor, and, you know, honestly, I would take that at this point, because
me too.
I need someone to, you know, to take down Colton. But you know, in the mansion they just bring a bunch of people that wanted Colton to be The Bachelor anyway, and then he would get the votes from the people there, so we'll just have to deal with it. Alice Borelli, how long until Jared and Ashley I break up, before or after they get married?
I think they're in it for the long haul, because they know they're worth more as a couple than apart.
And they have known each other so long that...
So long, Amy.
Yeah, it's just a dramatic story. Anyone can find love in paradise, no matter how the story could, you know, Shoshana and Camille could end up together 3 years from now, you know?
Maybe. What happened?
But yeah, I agree. I would see Becca and Garrett breaking up before Jared and Ashley.
And we love love around here. We hope they last forever.
Sam Henson, with Colton update, does this announcement make Raven's appearance and her trashing Colton more suspect? Do we think producers were trying to force a more natural breakup with Raven's consulting, but it didn't work, and Colton had to break up with Tia out of the blue? You know, Colton didn't have to even date Tia there, right? But then he wouldn't have been likable, so I guess he did have to date Tia. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I like the tinfoil hat theory, though.
Alex Wilpon, John interrupting Jordan's interview for a hug might be my favorite scene of the season.
Has John just been drunk this entire time?
Could be. And he's also been wearing the same shirt the whole time.
Amazing work, John.
But yeah, we love when they break the fourth wall there. Caleb Doherty, is Venmo John living his best life this summer?
100%. No one is having a better summer than John.
No. Mary Kwiatkowski, can we put "That's one cocky raccoon" on a t-shirt?
We absolutely can.
We didn't talk about that moment.
No, there was a
Chris was professing his love.
A raccoon came up when Chris was trying to tell Crystal he loved her. And God, I love that raccoon.
Yes. Claire's raccoon, maybe. Showing up again. Maybe. Stephen Schultz, did you like the putting together furniture element of the date? Completely believe if you can put together IKEA furniture together without killing each other, there is a future. Yeah, so they didn't just have to babysit the kids. They had to, like, baby-proof the mm-hmm. resort area and make, like, little things for them.
As somebody who has recently acquired a home in which they need to buy IKEA furniture, my strategy for doing the furniture building is let Ethan do most of it while I just kind of hold the pieces together.
Yes. Is this breaking news are happening now? Or is it? Our listeners now? I don't know.
I don't know. I bought a house. I should have Bender internet soon. So
nice. We are excited about that life development. Emily Curtis, can we talk about Ashley's shoe choice?
Never wear high heels to a beach. What are you thinking?
I didn't notice it, but now.
Oh, yeah, because her heels sunk into the sand.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you shouldn't think she was walking on the beach, but you are going to Mexico. So, yeah.
I also didn't love her dress.
Oh, no. I like the color. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. That reminds me of one of Diggy's tweets, great live tweets of the episode. It said something about, like, Crystal looks like an extra from Rush Hour 3, but why am I not mad about it or something? and then we already covered the reactions to Colton as the Bachelor. So
yep.
That's it for questions. But we have to know about Doug's takes.
Oh, yeah. I also had one from... I wanted to read from my friend Dana, who went to school with Doug and I.
Okay.
She's probably not listening. Okay, let me find it. We were texting quite a bit. Oh, God. Sorry. Oh, now I have to load the iMessages. Sorry, everyone.
Oh.
Okay, this is what she said. This is what Dana said. Okay, so I don't watch The Bachelor in Paradise often, but I'm kind of caught up. My thoughts. Tia wasted vacation and Annalise is like cray. Mm. I agree. I think Tia wasted a vacation. Okay, let's go to Doug. Let's find Doug. God, he has like a lot of takes this week, Doug. Okay. When they said Jordan was a national treasure, they were referring to the horrific Nicolas Cage film of the same name, right? Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
No, I haven't either. Mm-hmm. When Crystal told Chris, oh my God, I never thought that, like, they're Crystal and Chris. That's a lot.
Yeah.
She was all in. She meant it with an Eric to Angela level of commitment.
They could curse themselves with that. Didn't work out for Eric and Angela. No.
When my dad found out Colton would be the next Bachelor, he asked, if I wanted to hate the Bachelor, I would have just brought Ari back. What would you rather?
Oh, gosh. Both sound horrible.
I think I would take Colton over.
I would. Ari. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm so pissed off about the Colton announcement. I think he's just really fake. I can't wait to watch the producers torture him by bringing on Tia's crazy cousin or Allie Raisman's BFF.
Yeah, I just started thinking, like, do you think Kristen will be on? She said they're going to cast at least five virgins. She didn't overlap with him in Paradise. She definitely seemed upset to be leaving. So,
also, someone tweeted me after the Colton announcement came out and said, have you checked on Doug? Is he doing okay?
Yes.
Oh, God. Please do an impression of Clay simultaneously announcing that he's dating Angela and accepting that his football career is over.
Guys, I have an announcement to make at this press conference I called. I'm glad that all two of you showed up. I just wanted to let you know that officially my football days are over, but I have something new to focus on. I want to introduce you my Women Crush Wednesday every day. Angela. Angela, how are you doing?
I'm all in with you, Clay.
I was all in with football one time, but now I'm done with that.
Perfect.
I like that the show made no effort to hide the fact that Ashley cheated on Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently, so their podcast, so I just listened to the beginning, and it was like, Ashley and Jared, so I don't think Ben was on, it was like, Ashley and Jared have made a recorded statement to play at the beginning, because they recorded their podcast, like, assuming that the show was going to show their engagement, how they thought it went, but I didn't listen to that part, I just heard the beginning part, so obviously, they probably didn't like how the show, like, interspliced all these different things.
All these shots of Kevin. What did you expect?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody
they probably expect to have like an
together.
Hour long special just of their engagement. And...
Like Ashley was saying, like, if they don't dig up the clip of me saying I'm going to marry Jared, then I'm devastated. They have to find that or something. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, what happened to the straddle kiss? Certainly someone as crazy as Annalise could break that out.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just not flexible enough.
Maybe.
Which of these statements is more factual? She was a witch, or Annalise has the strongest relationship in paradise. Wow.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I have to go with Shoshana being a witch.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I don't believe it at all. So
that begs the question, how do we rank the couples from strongest to weakest?
I truly can't remember all of them at this time.
Of the solid ones, Kevin Astrid, most solid.
Kevin Astrid.
Then Chris Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin. Where am I? Why keep saying Kevin? We already said Kevin. Kendall and Joe. Is there someone stronger than them?
Yeah. But that's not hard. Like, I don't feel like they're super strong, but
no,
obviously
they're like in the middle.
Yeah, Annalise is like Olivia and Diggy are stronger.
Yeah. John, whoever he picks.
Yeah, really. Would you rather date someone who mentions fucking a spider or someone who lets a raccoon ruin the most romantic moment they could ever muster? What's the spider part? I don't remember that.
So that's like a New Zealand phrase, I guess. Like, I'm not here to fuck spiders. I'm serious about this. I guess it's a phrase.
Yikes.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was bleep spider, so I don't...
You can only...
Yeah.
If Cassandra and Diggy had kids, they would be perfect. Yeah, that's a pairing I would like.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Doug's last comment is, fuck Colton. So, no one has, and no one will for a while, probably. Anyway,
yeah, what storyline are the producers hoping for? That he, like, lose his virginity in the fantasy suites?
Here's my idea. They're not going to the fantasy suite.
Mm.
Like, they'll say it, they'll be like, oh, I don't want to tempt myself. Like, Emily Maynard didn't take her guys to the fantasy suite.
True. Yeah, they could do something different. He could shake it up, but
yeah.
I'm sure creative editing will try to make it look like something happened. So that's something we can look forward to.
So much looking forward.
Oh,
and
yes.
You know what else we have to look forward to and actually look forward to?
Mm-hmm.
Our fun finale guests.
Oh, yeah. Not just the finale, but we're going to have a special guest on our...
Uh-huh.
Are we announcing or no?
Yeah, we'll wait.
We'll wait. Yeah. Surprises are fun. Just like we were surprised by Diggy showing up. So we'll have someone to break down the episode with us. And it will be very fun.
I think so.
And hopefully it's not 5 hours next week, too.
Oh, my God. It might be.
Maybe.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's just always odd because it's like
stuff we do for you guys, honestly.
I know. We'll get to see like the bloodbath of people who are like, nope, we're not getting engaged. So we just peace out. And then we'll see maybe some proposals. Then there'll be the reunion after. And there's a proposal happening on that. That it looks like. So,
yeah.
Exciting. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at @RJPRecapper. Catch you next week for the finale. Bye.
Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.